In 2011, Mark Carver was convicted of the death of a UNC Charlotte student found dead on the banks of the Catawba River. But in June, Superior Court Judge Christopher Bragg overturned Carver's conviction. It's been about 3 months since he posted bond and walked out of the Gaston County Jail. But to say that Carver is a free man would be an overstatement. Although his conviction was overturned, Carver's charges still stand. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke with Carver and his family, who worry about his future.
Mark Carver is a man of few words. He doesn't have a lot to say about his former defense team or go into details about his case. He speaks in a low, slow voice and uses a cane when he walks. When you ask him about the time he spent in prison, where he says the bed was like a metal fence with lights on all the time, even at night, it's hard for him to articulate.
It was just hard, like a nightmare. That's all I can say.
What he does say is something he has been saying all along, that he's innocent.
Because I didn't do it, and I said it all the time, you know, and I think he made the right ruling.
That he is Judge Christopher Bragg, who ruled in June that Carver's original defense team provided ineffective counsel on several fronts. Because of that ruling, the 51-year-old Carver is now home with his brother Kyle and Kyle's wife Robin. They sit at the dining room table as Carver recalls his first meal back home with his family.
Pork chops and fried potatoes and macaroni and cheese. Yeah.
Robin and Kyle's Gaston County home is full of family photos. A Bible sits in the center of the table. Kyle says the family has missed this, just being together and talking face to face.
It's better than talking on the phone. It's not easy leaving the jailhouse with your loved ones still there.
How Carver got to be sitting at home with his family is in large part due to his lawyer, Chris Muma, of the North Carolina Center on Actual Innocence. During an evidentiary hearing in April, Muma argued Carver received ineffective counsel during his 2011 trial, and Judge Christopher Bragg agreed. He ruled Carver's original lawyer, Brent Ratchford, neglected to interview Carver's family and friends who may have provided insights into his low IQ. Judge Bragg said in his ruling that it was clear Carver suffers from some level of intellectual disability, and that his disability would have been relevant regarding statements he made to authorities. The Carver family hasn't been in touch with Ratchford, says Robin, Carver's sister-in-law. Ratchford declined to comment to WFAE.
We fully trusted in Brent Ratchford and his decisions and thought he knew what he was doing.
Do you think he was doing the best that he thought he could, or was there something else going on?
I'm not quite sure. He'll be the one to have to live with that.
Judge Bragg ruled Carver's original defense team failed to obtain any medical records regarding his carpal tunnel surgeries and other health-related issues. That was especially important since 20-year-old Ira Yarmolenko was strangled. Judge Bragg also stated that the DNA used to convict Carver in 2011 was doubtful, and that if the lab at the time had been using best practices, the result of the DNA analysis linking Carver to Yarmolenko's car would have been inconclusive.
Everybody congratulates us and tells us how happy they are that he's finally set free.
Robin says the community response to Carver's release is overwhelmingly positive.
And just curious as to when it'll all truly be over. We want to know what's going on with the case and everything, and we just don't really know right now.
That's because the charges against him for Yarmolenko's murder have not been dismissed. He wears an ankle monitor. And while he's not in a jail cell, he can't leave the state. His family pays $30 a month to keep the monitor active, his attorney Chris Muma said. Gaston County District Attorney Locke Bell could still decide to retry Carver's case or appeal Judge Bragg's ruling. Bell could dismiss the charges, but that seems unlikely, as he told reporters in June he believes Carver is guilty.
He's a very good judge. I respect the judge, but I'm very disappointed in it. I disagree with it, and at the proper time, we will appeal.
Bell would not return WFAE's request for comment for this story. As much as the Carver family is in the state of limbo, so is the Yarmolenko family. That's something the Carvers, including Mark Carver, think about.
Well, I know they're hurting on account of it, but my family's hurting too. I just hate it for them too.
Carver's brother Kyle takes a deep breath before reflecting on the Yarmolenko family. He says he knows his brother is innocent and feels for their pain.
What happened on that riverbank should never happen. Because I've always said if he done it, he needed to go to jail. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he did.
Kyle added, it's hard to have faith in the criminal justice system after what the family experienced.
You put your faith in it, and then something like this here happens. And like I say, you go back and you sit through the courtroom, and everything that's been brought up that was done wrong and wasn't done right, how can you trust it?
There's one person in power that just can't let go of Carver's case, Kyle says. That person the family believes is Locke Bell. Robin adds the family is anxious, waiting for more news.
It's hard, because we are ready for it to be done, ready for him to truly be free.
Robin and Kyle live about 10 miles from where Yarmolenko's body was found in 2008, the same area where Mark Carver and his cousin, Neil Quesada, had been fishing nearby. It's difficult for the family to avoid, Kyle says. Their son works right around there. But Carver says he'll never go back. He's just trying to move on. Robin adds that many of their family and friends fish. It could have been any one of us fishing that day, she says. Fishing and camping is still a staple in the Carver family, Robin says. Mark Carver is a man of few words, but his eyes light up when he lists his family members who have come to visit him. His eyes get especially bright with the mention of his granddaughter. The Carver family can only hope that this new normal of Mark Carver around the dinner table is a permanent fixture, and not just a fleeting moment of what freedom could taste like. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Gaston County.